Welcome to Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we talk with Christian County farmer J.E. Pryor.
Well, I'm from Lafayette, South Christian, and we farm dark tobacco, a little bit of burley, and corn and beans, and about 10 acres of sweet corn and about 2 acres of produce. We have, and then this year we're going to have 3 acres of strawberries as well. So,
tell us a little bit about the history of the farm, though, J.E.
Well, my father and grandfather started it, and I'm not really sure what year, but several years ago. And then in 2008, my father passed away, and my brother-in-law and myself took over the farm full-time, and we grew it quite a bit. My dad only raised about 8 acres of tobacco, and then me and my brother-in-law went to about 80 acres of tobacco. So we grew quite a bit pretty fast and started doing produce and different things. And then we also have a logging operation on the side, so we get plenty to keep us busy.
How about the partnership with your brother-in-law? Tell them about your partnership with your brother-in-law and who he is and how that works.
Well, my brother-in-law is Jeremy Strader. Like I said, when my dad passed away in 08, me and my brother-in-law took over full-time the farm, and we own half of everything, me and him together. And it just works really good. I take care of the farming mostly, and he takes care of the logging and the sawmill business mostly, but we work really well together. And it always helps to have that partner.
Tell me a little bit about your row crop.
Well, we farm row crop about 800 acres altogether. We grow wheat and soybeans and corn, and then 10 acres of sweet corn. So, and then about 70 acres of tobacco. So we've got a big difference in things.
What do you do produce-wise? Tell me a little bit about the produce you grow.
Well, we have, 10 acres of sweet corn. We have 3 acres of strawberries, and then about 2 acres of watermelon and cantaloupe and tomatoes and peppers, and then 15 acres of pumpkins.
How's the logging and sawmill business work, you guys? Pretty good for you?
Yeah, this time of year it's pretty good. You know, it always works good when we're not busy farming. We can go to the woods and work. And then, of course, the sawmill runs 5 days a week, so we stay busy with that. But we have its own crew that operates there. But, it works good with farming. When we're not busy with one, we can be busy with the other to keep everybody busy.
That's to keep you busy, then.
It is. It's quite a bit to keep us busy.
Exactly right. So tell me a little bit about your involvement in Farm Bureau and other organizations out in the community, Jay.
Well, I'm currently the president of the Christian County Farm Bureau, and I'm also the District 2 Young Farmer Chair for our district. So both of them keep me plenty busy, plus the farm. But and then I'm also on the West Kentucky Fair Board. But with being president and young farmer chair for District 2, that's enough to keep me on my toes.
Tell me a little bit about the farming in general. What are some of the biggest struggles out there for you and your brother-in-law in farming?
Well, one of the biggest struggles is labor. We have, the H-2A program, but still with the cost increasing every year and prices down, it's just hard to make ends meet, We get an increase every year on the hourly wage, and it's just hard to make it. I'd say that's the biggest struggle. And then, it's hard to find local help. Nobody around wants to do farm work. And so we have to have the H-2A labor because they're dependable and here all the time. But with the increases every year, it's just harder and harder to make it.
So what do you enjoy the most about farming, Jay?
Well, I enjoy just being outside and farming is different from any other business. I mean, you get to do what you want. You have your busy times where you work from 5 in the morning till 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. But then you have times when you can slow down and enjoy life and spend time with the family. Well, I'd say that's the biggest thing to enjoy, just being free to do what you want to, fill in where you need to.
Well, Jay, I know you grew up on the farm there in Germany, too. What does it mean to you to have the farm life and to grow up there on the farm?
Well, it's the only way to raise a family. I mean, I'm getting married in October, and my fiance, she's she grew up a city girl, so she's learning very quickly about farm life and how it works and everything. But to be honest, Alan, it's farm life is the only way to go. I mean, it's so much better than a city life, I think. That's my personal opinion, but it's just nice to be out in the country and everything else.
Well, congratulations. Who's your future wife there?
Tara Moore is her name. She's a school teacher at Millbrook Elementary.
You got ready to, you gonna move her out to the farm, huh?
I am. I don't know that she's getting excited, but like I said, she grew up a city girl, so farming is all new to her.
Our guest today on Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, Christian County farmer, J.E. Pryor. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.